So Willie Fritz, this came out from Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com, who's legit. I mean, this is a legit report that Willie Fritz has interest in the job. It's interesting. It's a power run type offense where they're ranked second in rushing offense nationally. Does have the ability to pass. I haven't done enough research on the guy. It always brings my spider sense up when something pops up like this so early in the process. Usually at Iowa State, that guy doesn't end up getting the job. However, yeah, I have talked to a couple of people who said keep an eye on this. So there you go. Willie Fritz, the first name to publicly surface for the Iowa State coaching position. I'd like to throw Sage Rosenfels' hat into the ring. Sage, what do you think? Do you want to replace Paul Rhodes?
Do I want to?
Yeah, come on.
Are you trying to sabotage me? You knew you were going to ask me that question right off the bat.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'd like to replace Paul Rhodes.
Yeah.
I'd be crazy and a complete idiot if I didn't want to be the head coach at Iowa State.
There you go.
That's cool. It probably goes my children and immediate family than Iowa State University. Huh. So, you know, I'd love to obviously you know, give a crack at it, get that football team back in the bowl games and whatever, but that's not going to happen. And I'm happy to talk about who the next guy is going to be or what I'm looking for in the next guy.
What are you looking for in the next guy, Sage? Is there something specific? We've had some good poll questions in the last couple of days on both of our local stations here in the afternoon, both of our local shows in the afternoon, saying, you know, what specific qualities are you looking for? So answer that question for us. What specific qualities are you looking for if you're Jamie Pollard?
Well, I think we're looking for the most part, two things. I think we're looking for a guy that has the intangibles that Dan McCarney had and that Paul Rhodes had. All right, the guy who was great in press conferences. He was beloved by fans. You knew he loved the team. You knew he loved the school. He treated everybody with respect. He was, you know, just did things the right way, the way Iowa State wants things done. I think that's number one. And that can be a challenge to find. And I think secondly is how on the field with the X's and O's and those types of things, is he going to win football games? And I think that's a legitimate question that Jamie Pollard is going to ask. You know, these head coaches or these assistant coaches, all these coaches that he's looking at, is how are you going to win at Iowa State with the natural resources that the university has, that the state of Iowa has, that the Midwest has, that will help you win football games? And I think that's a very, very important question. And I think a lot of coaches will say, you know, a lot of different things. But I think if we're going to win at that school, it's a certain way. And when I look at Iowa, the state of Iowa, when I look at the Midwest, I think that people are hardworking. I think that we can out-discipline teams. I think we can out-tough teams. And I think we can get really, you know, good offensive linemen and those types of guys, you know, big people in the Midwest. And so how are we going to use that to our advantage to win, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever football games that is necessary for, you know, the fans, the alumni, and everybody associated with Iowa State to be happy with our head coach.
Sage, are those challenges well known enough throughout these coaching circles that you can hire somebody with no real intimate inside knowledge of Iowa State, or are those challenges so unique that you're looking for somebody that has that intimate knowledge of them, somebody with inside the program or somebody that spent time in the program?
Well, I think that if you hire the right guy, they understand instant knowledge of just football in general and understanding athletes and understanding athletics. I mean, different places in this country have different things that they're good at. I think if you get the right guy, you'll understand what Iowa State's strengths are. And I think it's also Jamie Pollard's job to, you know, help promote what are the strengths of Iowa State University. I mean, our fan base at Iowa State is fantastic. And you're getting 50,000 people at the end of the year after, you know, we had 8 games, 3 years. University of Miami, everyone thinks it's a great job. They'd have about 500 people at their football game if they
so
would
true.
Win 8 games in 3 years. That's University of Miami, one of the premier jobs, or you know, in college football. And Iowa State doesn't have that. We've got great facilities. Everyone knows that now. We spent $160 million. We've got a very good team, actually, in my opinion. We've got some talent on that football team, especially on the offensive side of the football. So it's not an empty cupboard situation. This is not Dan McCarney 1995 rolling in and like, holy cow, we're basically starting a program from scratch. Talent is minimal. facilities are basically non-existent. They got facilities, you got fan support, and they've got some talent on that football team. So I think it's up to Jamie Pollard to try to sell the right guy to get to want to come to Iowa State, because he gets it's a better job than I think what some people will give it credit for.
Sage, I'm going to throw just a couple of names out to you, guys who I know that you know, and I want to see your reaction to them. One of them is a guy who I would be very happy with. I think he's ready, and that's Tony Alford, currently the assistant head coach under Urban Meyer at Ohio State. What do you think of Tony?
Well, Tony was the running backs coach at Iowa State when I was there all but my freshman year, when it was Kirby Wilson, who's now the running backs coach for the Vikings. And I had a great relationship with Tony. I thought he was an excellent coach. I thought he was a very good recruiter. I thought his running backs in that room were very, very close. I think they called themselves the Wolfpack or something like that. And he had an excellent relationship with those guys. He understood those players, which were a unique group on our football team. You know, you're talking about Darren Davis and Haywood and those types of guys. So, I think from that standpoint, he'd do a good job. I couldn't tell you, looking back, from 17 years ago, what his X's and O's knowledge is. But I will tell you this: he was respected on that football team. I think he's a good recruiter, and I think he loved Iowa State. I mean, he stayed at Iowa State for a long time, and then came back. So I think he would have an understanding of that university and its people.
If they want to go off the grid, here's a name I'd like Jamie Pollard to consider, and you may not have even heard of him. The diehards have. Have you heard of Bob Stitt at Montana?
I haven't, but I do know that school has been, extremely successful. It's been one of those top three.
Yeah.
I know they call it FBS now, or FCS. I still call it 1AA, but it's one of those schools. Appalachian State and them are usually the top teams at that level. So I love teams that win consistently. The North Dakota States, the Montanas. Some coaches do understand how to win football games, and especially those tight ones.
What about Scott Frost at Oregon?
I don't know. That conference is very, very different to this conference. He's a Midwestern guy. But I do feel like, Scott's young enough, he's 40, that if he came to Iowa State and has success, he will leave. And I don't know that for a fact. That's mm-hmm. just a guess. But, he might be one of those guys. If, it's the first head coach job, he's still young. He's used to the, Oregon, which is, one of those programs, one of those top 10 jobs that you want to get, that he would be looking for something better, and that's why I would be as interested.
Okay.
See, it just seems to me like one of the things that has to happen is the budget for coordinators has got to improve. That just seems like a no-brainer. We had a caller yesterday that mentioned that as one of his top priorities, that you're able to land some real quality coordinators on both sides of the ball and keep them around. How important is that on the college level?
Oh, it's really important. It's important at all levels. Football is a very coach-specific sport, and whenever you can have players understand what they're doing, and sort of read it like the back of their palm type of thing, and they know this play in and out, and they've had good success and bad success with this player, this team, and they know what defenses do to it and what the calls are going to be, because they've been there for 3 years with the same coordinator. It's extremely important, and it's not always easy to go find them. But that is, one of the jobs I've always thought of, a college head coach. You don't have to be a great X's and O's guy to be a college head coach, but I think you do have to be an excellent salesman to sell the players, to recruit, to sell the boosters, the fans, and that type of thing. And I think you have to be smart enough to go out and find guys who are great X's and O's guys and motivators, so you can keep those guys around for a long time and your players can have continuity season after season.
Sage Rosenfels joins us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Sage, you also mentioned about the cupboard certainly not being empty, that there's some talent on this team. I agree with you. And one of the other things I've considered is, how important is it to bring in a coach who will have a system that will help maximize these last 2 years of Alan Lazard, really showcase Mike Warren, and let Joel Lanning be the best quarterback he can be? Are you looking much longer term than just these 2 or 3 years or 4 years in Mike Warren's case?
Yeah, you definitely have to look long term. I think it's just a bonus that you've got good players there now. I don't think you'll look at your next head coach based off of what Alan Lazard does well or Joel Lanning does well, because you want a guy who's going to be here for the next 15 or 20 years, long term. So, but I think it helps that you have good players. I mean, I think Joel Lanning is good enough to be a running quarterback, and I think with the right coach, he could be good enough to be a really good thrower too. You know, a guy that's a little more of a pocket passer, but can yet, you know, take off with his legs and make things happen. I do feel like Todd Surdy, that second half of the season when he was named the offensive coordinator, did figure out what how to, you know, move the ball and be successful on offense, and that was sort of the formula that they were using the second half of the season. And I think that they, you know, they caught on to something that, you know, we can win football games by grinding it out, and Lanning can run the football, but yet, you know, when guys are open, he can definitely hit them and make plays down the field. So I think they're starting to find their formula, and I think, you know, something similar to that is what would be, you know, successful with Joe Lanning, at least down the line.
Personally, I'd like to see Todd Surdy retained by the new head coach. I mean, we just saw Sam Richardson go through four coordinators in 5 years and what it did to him. I don't want to waste Joe Lanning because I think he could be a really good quarterback. I think for the continuity standpoint, that'd be really smart. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't know Todd Surdy that well. I talked to him for about 10 minutes after the Texas game last year when I broadcast that game, and I really liked him. Seemed like a really good coach to me. We talked all sorts of things, X's and O's, and I thought he knew what he was talking about. I do feel it's extremely important for the next coach to find somebody that understands the state of Iowa and who can recruit the state of Iowa and the Midwest. You know, Mike Woodley sort of had that role under Dan McCarney. He's a respected high school coach and over at St. Ambrose and just really knew the state of Iowa. He's from the state and obviously played ball at Northern Iowa. And I think that was a true advantage. We had a lot of really good players at that time, guys like Bruns and Ryan Harklaw and J.J. Moses and guys that could have gone elsewhere. But, you know, they trusted. There was something about trusting the local guy. And, you know, Todd Surdy's been around the state long enough. I think he's probably built trust from high school coaches and things in the state of Iowa. And I think whoever the next head coach is, that's an extremely important role. And I think it's something that has been missing a little bit in the last couple of staff.
Sage, thanks for your time, pal. I know you got to run. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
All right. Sage Rosenfels on the Griptite Foundation Repair Hotline.